weapons. I also recognize the valuable contribution of nuclear weapon-free zones to nuclear disarmament and international peace and security. I commend the seminal role of non-nuclear weapon states, particularly the NAM states, which make up the bulk of these zones. The non-aligned movement calls upon all nuclear weapon states to ratify related protocols to all treaties establishing such zones, withdraw any reservations or interpretive declarations incompatible with their object and purpose, and respect the denuclearization status of these zones. NAM urges the early signing and ratification by the nuclear weapon states of the protocol to the Treaty on Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon Free Zone and its related documents without reservations. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, almost four decades of international effort to establish a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East had regrettably failed. Urgent practical steps towards the establishment of such a zone are necessary. Israel, the only non-party to the non-proliferation treaty in this region, should join thereto without any further delay. Accordingly, all nuclear activities in the region should be subject to the IAEA comprehensive safeguards. The international community has to redouble its efforts in support of the establishment of this zone. This would constitute a contribution to the objective of nuclear disarmament. In this regard, I reaffirm that the NAM state parties to the NPT urge the convening of the conference on the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons and all other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, without any further delay, with the participation of all countries in the region to avoid unwanted consequences. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the world has waited too long for nuclear disarmament. The indefinite possession of nuclear weapons cannot be tolerated, nor can their complete elimination be further delayed. Nuclear weapon states have the primary responsibility for nuclear disarmament. I strongly urge them to comply with this long overdue legal obligation. The fulfillment of nuclear disarmament obligations must not be delayed any further or held hostage to progress on non-proliferation or the perceived notions of strategic stability. Nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation are mutually reinforcing. They should be pursued simultaneously, not one at the cost of the other. Non-proliferation derives its legitimacy from the larger objective of nuclear disarmament. It should be implemented in a comprehensive and non-discriminatory manner.